This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Perfect Person, the show where I'm perfect and you're a person. Ya boy. Just dressing like a tomato today.
Very, very handsome tomato.
I'm wearing a bright orange, I would say corduroy shirt.
Yeah, it is orange, but it's like...
It's almost like a sauce. It's like a vodka sauce.
Mm.
And I'm wearing a bright color today, and I gotta say, I feel brighter because of it.
Yeah, you look great.
I feel like I'm wearing a show-stopping piece. And for those who are in the comments about to write something mean, don't.
Stop.
Stop.
Please.
But it's 2024, everybody, and we finally made it. We did it.
You talking to me, Willis?
We made it to the new year. Okay.
Woo! Woo!
We finally did it. We're over here in the new. And I got to say, it feels nice.
Coming out of 2023 like.
Yep. Fresh start, Jay. Fresh start. I'm obviously here with Jay Putnam, the magical voice you hear. Jay?
Obviously.
Welcome to the show.
Glad to be back.
Jay, welcome back to the show. Jay, people obviously know you from being one of my best friends.
Yep, that's so true. One of my favorite roles.
That's right. We made some YouTube videos recently that you were in. That was exciting.
Tube Girl. Yep.
Jay faced his fears and he tube grilled.
I did.
How do you feel about that? What's the retrospective on that?
It was a really good experience. Yeah. It was very interesting. I didn't know I was going to have that experience that day.
Yes, right.
You did not tell me I was going to do that.
No, I didn't.
I've been on like dates and people have been like afterwards be like, oh, I saw you on this podcast or something. Or
really?
Whatever. And then like, yeah. And they'll be like, I saw this. Later they'll be like, because like we'll follow each other or whatever. And they'll be like, I saw the tube girl thing. It was incredible.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's always like really fun.
You went on a date and someone was like, I actually saw the...
Afterwards, they were like, we were there, oh my God, I saw this two-reel thing. It was so funny.
And did you feel like that helped you be like a sexier, romantic individual to this person?
I feel like there was no way for it not to do that.
Yeah, right.
Because
you're hot in that video.
We're just,
we're dancing. We're dancing.
We're so confident.
So confident. We're dancing so good.
We're dancing so well.
Do you think
we weren't nervous even a lick?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When you're dancing,
sure.
Have you ever been dancing and you think to yourself, I feel hot? I feel hot the way that I'm dancing so good.
I think so. Like, I don't know if I particularly think of myself as like a very attractive dancer.
Yeah.
I think part of that has to do with my length. there's just like so much. And like, I don't
know. Yeah, I agree, by the way. I'm also long like you.
We're just so,
so there's so much. It's like an octopus.
Yeah.
It's too much. Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like I'm at my best dancing when I can like take up a lot of space and I can like really like full on.
You can, right. If Jay will go off in the corner and he'll sort of take up space.
I want to like sort of be able to run around the room.
Yeah, that's right. Right. You're moving.
Yeah, I'm moving. And because I don't like, you know, I can't get, I'm not very good at like the cool guy bop.
By the way, I see people at concerts and they're just sort of like, and they're just sort of like moving their head a little.
They're singing themselves.
And I can't, I don't, yeah, I'm like, I got a groove and I got a boogie.
For sure.
Although a lot of my movement is feet shuffling.
100%.
Sort of going, oh, and my feet are kind of shuffling around. Because here's the thing, we're both long. If we start moving our legs, who knows what could happen?
That's the thing. And that's why I need a lot of space. So I can sort of like get out there with
my
legs.
It's a dog wagging its tail. It's going to knock over something.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't really do a lot with my arms unless... I don't. It's not like,
no. I'm not going.
I'm not doing a bunch of reaches.
If I do too many reach arounds, it's gonna. Someone's gonna get hurt.
Somebody's gonna get hit.
Someone's gonna get hit.
Unless I know, like, I'm in a space where, like, I have. I'm like, unless I'm in those moments where I'm like, I'm crushing it right now.
I'm sometimes doing like a what I like to call all you, where I just point.
That's fire. I did it.
I'm going.
It just happened.
I'm going, ooh, ooh. Because it's sort of like, it's an opportunity for me to say, it's actually not about me dancing. It's about you dancing.
Totally.
And I'm just pointing.
Yeah, it's a community.
Also, sometimes I'll do like jazz hands, but I'll turn them up so it's a fire. I'll go, woo.
Oh, that's money. Also, that is a like, classic. You know, I try to get a good base with my legs.
It's all hips.
It's all hips. It's all hips. And it's in the hips and a lot. And there is some like leg movement. And I do, if I'm like really feeling it, I want to run around the room. Like I want to run a circle around the room.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's sort of you at this point, and you get riled up.
I get riled up and I think it's party time. I have to like, I'm all over this space. Like I'm having a great time.
Dude, do you want to talk about the incident where you got riled up and you did something that you shouldn't have done to me?
Well, now we have to talk about it because that sounds horrible. That sounds so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it was traumatizing.
It was not that traumatizing. It was fine.
Jay, I'm clipping that. It was not that traumatizing. Jay Putnam.
Don't do that.
Okay, so Jay.
That can't be the clip.
It's going to be a clip.
Please, Miles.
So here's the
That's brutal.
So, Jay, we're at a party.
Yeah.
I guess I'll tell my version of events. And then
I don't think they're that different. Yeah.
We're at a party, Jay.
Sure.
Happy, just hanging out, mm-hmm. enjoying ourselves, good mm-hmm. time. And I would say you were getting...
We were one-upping each other.
We were one-upping...
Like, don't put this on me as if, like, I just, like, randomly was like, ooh.
Yeah. We were one-upping each other. We're sort of jimming and jamming and enjoying each other's right. company. We're having fun, right?
Yeah.
It's the end of the night. I'm like going to go. I'm probably like going to go home in about 10 minutes from like the moment that this happened. And we had been sort of like jimming and jamming. We're making jokes and stuff. And Jay got so riled up. Jay leaned into my ear and screamed as loud as he could.
I didn't scream. I did one of these. I went.
Yeah, but it was loud.
It was loud. And Miles turned to me.
I was so
with
mad.
Like a real, there was like a fatherly scolding. And it immediately was like, and I just like shrank.
No, you were like a little kid.
I was so nervous and you were so mad. And then I remember like being so nervous. And I remember you leaving and Sarah goes, oh my gosh, he's so dramatic.
It hurt. To my credit, it hurt.
And I was so nervous. And still to this day, it'll come up. And Sarah goes, jeez, Miles.
I know.
Whatever.
Because Sarah has your back, of course.
I know.
But your day one. But you screamed in my ear.
Yeah.
At a party.
And I immediately regretted it.
And I think you cowered like a little dog.
Like I immediately regretted it.
You went, Miles, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Well, I felt really bad.
Like, forgive me. Forgive me.
I felt really bad. We're at a party. We've been drinking. I was like, I gotta. And in my head, I was like, I gotta figure this out now, man. This friendship, it's too much.
Everyone
man.
Around us was watching what had happened and laughing because they were like, "This is crazy." Jay yelled in his ear like a little like.
And
a
Miles
kid.
Got so mad.
I was just like, Jay, that is not cool. You can't do that.
We were both so tired by this point.
It was late.
I remember I saw. The next morning, I was on Instagram, and I was woke up, and I had that, like, afterwards being like, oh, no, like, what a stupid...
What have I done?
I'm like, I'm an adult. Like, what the hell?
It wasn't you, like, kissing the wrong person. It was, like, a flashback to you going...
And that happened, and I remember I was, like, flipping through, and my sister posted something on Instagram, and it was that, like, Nathan Fielder thing where he's like... It said like me after it was like me after getting like overstimulated, and it said it was like she. I couldn't believe it was so enough. And he goes, "I'm actually a very cool and measured guy."
Yeah, right.
And I was like, "Wow, this hits."
That's Jay.
Yeah,
that's all Jay.
Thank God it was you, man.
I know. Thank God.
Unconditional love.
If it was a stranger, they would have called the police.
They've been like, "Why are we here?" I'm like, "He was so loud."
Yeah, he was so loud. Noise complaint. Can you give someone a noise complaint if they're in the same room as you? Calling a noise complaint on your friend who's being too loud at a function.
That is so funny.
Excuse me, my friend is being a little loud.
Have you ever gotten noise complained?
Yeah, it was my 21st birthday.
Really?
UNC, Chapel Hill, huge shout out. Go Heels. And
we go Heels.
Go Heels. And the cops came and they were like, hey guys, sorry. We didn't get like written up. They were just like, sorry, you gotta be quiet. But they're like, can we see some ID? And I was like, absolutely, officer. Bling. And I gave my ID and I was like, isn't this exciting? They were like, oh, okay, cool, man. Cool.
Right on, man.
Right on, brother. Here's a doobie. They were like, whatever. Just don't have us come back or we'll write you up or whatever.
Man, this is sick. I love your party, dog.
This is so sick, mate. This is so sick, man.
They were Australian.
They were Australian, yeah. Well, Jay, we got to get to the phone line.
We got to get to the freaking phones.
We got to get to the phones because they're ringing off the hook, Jay.
I know, man. It's been going crazy. I haven't been able to get a word in edgewise.
If you like the show, you can obviously rate and subscribe it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. So other people are like, hey, that show's good. I got to watch it.
Totally.
And so you don't miss a single episode. You can subscribe on the YouTube or whatever. And then if you love the show, if you're like, Miles, I can't get enough of this show. Well, guess what? Now you can get enough of it by joining the Patreon, where I call back people from the show and I get their updates, as well as bonus episodes.
Yep.
Where I get wild, wacky, weird. Sometimes I drink. Sometimes I'm like, oh. Get a little smoky.
Totally.
And then sometimes I also just have a fun little themed episode where I call people back and I'm like, what's literally good? How are you? But it's behind a paywall, so it's even better.
Call your mom.
Every Friday, bonus episode for your Jonas episode. And you can follow the Instagram account if you want to call in. Because I post details about when I record onto the story.
They're great details too. I saw one today.
You did? It said call show.
Call center's open.
It's a call show.
Yeah. Call in.
Well, thanks for doing the show, man. Okay. Something crazy happened where I cut my finger really bad.
Really?
On Christmas. Yeah.
With what?
I was shearing. What's the word? Peeling a potato.
With a peeler or just a knife?
Going. Almost went all the way through my fucking finger. Really bad cut.
That's giving me the heat. That,
but it didn't go, really it didn't go all the way through, but it went through my nail. And it was like a, I was like held onto a pressure and then I had to like wrap it up, but it bled for a while.
Ooh.
Almost bled in all the potatoes for Zach and Kelly.
That's crazy.
And then I finally,
super scary.
It was scary. And then I wrapped it up finally, and it's been hurting. And I had tacos for lunch, habanero salsa. But the problem was a little bit of habanero salsa got on my finger, and I go, this is a dangerous fucking game. And I sucked it off.
That's hardcore.
I went, because I was like, I don't want any of it to drip on down
sure.
into the deep wound.
Brutal.
And what's happening right now is just a little tingle.
Yeah.
So just a tiny micron of hot sauce is now in the very deep cut in my finger.
I got sriracha in my nose once.
Sorry. That's so different. I snorted sriracha once. Sorry. Jay, you're actually not listening to the tone of my story. I snorted sriracha once. Okay. That's actually not similar.
It's like a spot where spicy stuff is.
What happened?
Well, I was eating something with sriracha.
I thought it'd be funny if I put it in my
mouth. Well, and it looked like a sinus spray. No, it's not what I did.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'd eaten it and I'd like wiped some sriracha off on this napkin. Then I wiped my mouth with it, and my nose was kind of running because it was spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Wiped my nose, sriracha got in my nose.
Yeah, sure.
And that hurts.
Nose goes.
I'm sharing my dog sitting house with the family's son. Something very suspicious is going on. Call me back. What do I do?
What the hell do you think is going on?
She's
sharing the dog sitting house with the family's son, and something suspicious is going on. I think we're going to have to find out.
I mean, color me curious.
Maybe he's a werewolf.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Maybe he's a werewolf. That's a cat.
Hello,
you called Perfect Person. I'm here to call you back because you're dog sitting, and that's a sound a doggy makes.
Sounds more like a cat, but I see
okay. That. Well, something's breaking up. But anyway, I'm here with obviously Jay Putnam, group heartthrob.
Hi.
And we're so excited to find out what's going on with the suspicious son.
Bursting with curiosity.
So I just moved to kind of a rich area. I'm not rich. That sounds like I'm rich. I'm not rich.
Hey, let the record show that the caller is not rich.
I am not rich. I don't want that.
I don't want that out there. I don't want that out there.
I mean, you, perfect.
Perfect. You are, and by the way, I'm picturing you not picturing a rich person.
No way.
No way.
Just like a regular old fun hang.
I dog sit for rich people, okay?
Yeah,
very cool.
And so they have this beautiful house. I love it. And they expect me to stay here, sleep here. And so I get here yesterday and there's a car in the driveway, whatever. I go inside like normal and like a kid like in, I don't know, I think he's in college,
yeah,
runs down the stairs and he's like, hey, I'm whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm staying here and I might stay the night, but not like just go. I might not just go about your business. And like, yeah, just take care of the dogs, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, are you sure you want me to stay? Cause that's kind of weird. And he's like, yeah, no, I don't care. Like you won't even see me. And so then for the last day, he's been like walking around the house and I'm like living here. And then he brought his girlfriend over and we're like coexisting together. And I don't know if I should like say something, like if I should leave. It's so bizarre.
So got it. Were you told by the parents you'd be in the house alone?
Alone. Yeah. And so I don't know if they know that he's there, but I don't want to narc on him.
Yeah, you don't want to narc on him. He's probably trying to get a little from his girlfriend, to be totally honest.
Yeah, honestly. I have a few like context questions.
Yeah.
What kind of dogs?
Yeah, what kind of dogs is going to be first and foremost the most important question we could ask?
Yeah.
So they're Leon burgers. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
Leon burgers?
Leon burgers.
Leon burgers.
Leon burgers.
Hi, Leon burgers here.
I feel like it's the type of dog that rich people have.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to Google a picture of this.
They're 150. You have to.
They're 150 years old?
I would say that's also what I heard.
Oh my God.
These dogs are fucking ancient.
Okay.
Okay, Leon.
These are immortal dogs.
All right, I'm getting there's a burger restaurant called Leon Burgers.
You're kidding.
How do I spell Leon? Oh, Leon Burgers. Okay, cool. Oh, this is a dog I've seen.
Let me see.
This is a dog that looks like
they're big.
Yeah, it's huge.
I do like big dogs.
So I'm going to Wayfair. This is a Leon Burger on canvas print for $65.99. Oh man,
just go to images.
This is
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. They're like they look like a regular old dog, but they're made by rich people, so you know that they're not.
Sure.
Yeah, they have like special. They're 150 pounds. I should clarify.
Oh my gosh, that is huge.
That's a gigantic dog. Okay, yeah. Got it.
Okay, so, interesting.
And how many are there? Just one?
There's two of them.
So I have a question for you. I mean, like you're watching these two dogs, and they're fucking 300 pounds of sheer muscle.
Sure.
And are you listening? And I don't mean listening. Are you hearing the son and his girlfriend like canoodling around or doing their things?
It sounds like you've seen them quite a bit.
I was under the impression that like wouldn't know they're here, but they were in the kitchen all night last night. And the kid, it's like an open concept kitchen, living room kind of deal. And I'm like, where am I expected to be? Because if I hide up in my room, then I'm not taking care of the dogs.
That is so interesting. Yeah, yeah, what a fucking weird... All right, and how long have you been there?
I've only been there for a day, and I'm supposed to be here for another week.
Okay, yeah, okay, okay.
All right, Jay, what would you... Because I'm thinking you don't want to harsh this guy's freaking vibe. He's trying to smash his girlfriend.
Honestly, dude, this guy, I'm over it.
This guy is fucking...
I'm over this guy.
This guy's trying to dick his girlfriend down, it's like, Jay... Are we going to cockblock the dog sitting dog's
Here's the thing. This
son?
Is what happened. Wait, I have another question. What are the dogs' names?
George.
Yes.
George and Pearl.
George and Pearl, which is a very sweet name.
And which one do you like more?
They're like identical. I hate to admit it, but like sometimes I'm not sure which one is which.
That's okay.
Okay, that's awesome.
That's fine.
I think, okay, this dude shows up. Hey, you're not even going to see me. Hangs out in the kitchen all the time. Yeah. Pass.
Oh, right.
That's annoying.
That's annoying.
You were told you'd be there alone.
Yeah, in the mansion.
I feel like, to be fair, I get that it's his family's house, I guess. Like, whatever.
He moved
but
out,
like,
honey.
He moved out.
You got this you is lost like your the house vacation. The second you went.
This is like you showed up at an awesome Airbnb, and the guy was like, hey, man, sorry, I gotta...
Sorry, I'm just here.
Sorry, I'm here. Like, I got... I don't know, man. There's a new restaurant I want to try.
I know you booked through the app, but I'm actually going to stay upstairs.
I know. You won't even see me. You won't even see me, and he's downstairs, like, spackling a bathroom.
And this is not what you signed up for, kind of, right? You were told you'd be in the house alone doing whatever you want.
Hanging with
doing.
George and Pearl, having a great time in a big old rich person's house.
Yeah.
My question is, why can't he dog sit them?
That's the question. There's no, I think you're right. I don't think his parents know that he's there.
No, here's what happened. Also, the last question I have before I have a ton of, I'm going to basically monologue for an hour.
For sure.
But
For sure. He's been writing. He's writing on the computer.
I've been writing on my computer. I'm about to just AI text read it out loud.
Yeah, he's going
to
ChatGPT it.
ChatGPT. But here's the thing. I'm asking is, do you think he's a freshman, sophomore? How old do you think he is?
I think he's a freshman.
Okay, here's exactly what happened.
100%.
He hears his parents are going on vacation. He goes, well, that's no problem. I'll just stay at my dorm or stay in my college town. He comes home with his girlfriend because he knows this is an opportunity for us to dick down in my parents' house for a whole ass week. Forgets entirely that you're even going to be there.
100% forgot.
100% forgot, like, oh, the dogs, I guess I'll just be with the dogs. The dogs are, who knows? He wasn't even thinking. He was thinking with his penis.
Which is like, okay, the dogs are just going to be there alone? Oh, come on, dude. Grow up.
You talking to me? Will? So, meanwhile, you show up and you're supposed to be doing this. I think...
Doing a great job already.
I think that you need to... I don't know. I think you may need to narc. I had to advocate for narking.
Look, I'm with you. I'm not like super into narking, but like, here's the thing. How do you feel with him being there?
It's not like, I don't feel like a safety issue or anything,
sure.
But I feel when I like talk about it with like my friends and stuff, they're like, that's creepy. Cause at the end of the night, his girlfriend leaves.
Oh.
And it's just me and him like sleeping alone in the house.
Wait, his girlfriend leaves?
Why is his girlfriend leaving?
Yeah. I don't know. So she was there all last night. And then, that was creepy too. He left the house and I didn't know anyone else was there. At that point, I didn't know their girlfriend was there. And she like walks down the stairs and I was fully convinced I was about to die. And she was like, hey, whatever.
This whole thing is
I'm sorry.
And you're an adult person. How old are you?
Well, the thing is, that's why I feel bad. I just graduated college. I'm not like all that much older than him.
Yeah, this is totally
but he's being an idiot.
He's being weird, man.
And you're being smart and thoughtful. And you're doing a job. Like,
yeah, that's good. But you're getting paid to be
here. Paid to be here. Like, you're asked to do this. You're asked to do a specific thing. And even if it is like you're feeling like it just feels weird and bizarre and uncomfortable, like it's okay if it's not like a safety thing, but like, I don't know. That's weird. It's to me, if like somebody called me, well, you are calling and we are talking about this, but like if a friend called me and was like, this was happening, I'd be like, you need to call the people that hired you and be like, yo, what the hell? Cause I'm going to bounce and this guy can do it or you need to like figure out what this is.
The only possible suggestion I might have before you narc to the owners of the house is ask him, be like, hey, just wanted to check in. Like, are you going to be here for the whole next week? Cause I'm confused. I was told that I was like, hint to him that you may narc because I don't think he wants his parents to know that you're there.
Oh, interesting.
So I would tell him maybe like in a totally innocent way, like not that you're going to do this, be like, hey, I just want to check in. Are you going to be here for the entire week? I was just, I'm confused because I was told that I was supposed to be here for the next week. But if you're going to be here, I guess I don't really need to be. And he might be like, oh, well, oh, I'm going to go home tomorrow. Like he might do something, but I just would check in with him first. That way you can avoid an awkward situation. After the whole fact, you can be like, yeah, your son was here. But I think that they're on their vacation. They probably don't want to deal with it. I would maybe just hint to him first and then like an hour later call if that talk goes weird.
Yeah, but if he's being weird about it, like...
Is he a skeevy little guy or what? He's a buck 15. You could take him with the dogs.
What was that?
I said...
George and Pearl going to take him down?
I said, if he's a buck 15, if he does anything weird, you can take him with the dogs. But it doesn't sound like there's a safety issue. It just sounds like it's a weird that he's there.
No, it's just weird. Like
I have
no privacy.
Yeah,
like I don't know where to put myself.
You got a narc, and I hate to look. I hate to advocate narking. I hate to advocate cock blocking a young boy who's trying to dick down. But honestly, in this situation, he has forced your hand.
It's so true.
Like, I know. He unfortunately has.
Yeah, he has. It's like, dude, think if he'd come up and been like, "Hey, I talked to my folks. Like, I'm gonna be here for a couple of days." Like you can hit him up. Like if it was like, it's sort of just like, hey, you won't see me. And they're around all the time. I would just be like, hey, just like to clarify, like, is your son's here? Like, do you need me? Like, it also is kind of looking out for them in a way. Like you could pitch it as looking out for them to be like, look, you don't necessarily need to pay me if he's here.
Well, but you want the cash.
But you definitely want the
cash. But also, I think that you could be like, I don't necessarily need to be here, but if your son's going to be here, that's just not what I signed up for. Like, I have things I want to do. It's a little distracting. He's sort of like all around the house. I thought I was going to have the house to myself.
You need the space.
You need the space. That's what they are paying you for. But I would say, yeah, unfortunately, you got an arc. I don't advocate narking lightly, but
me neither.
It sounds like this guy, like his girlfriend's going home, so maybe he's not even having the sort of bacchanalia that we thought he was.
100%. It sounds like they're hanging out and playing like Stratego. And then leaving.
Stratego.
And like,
yeah.
Then you're stuck in your room watching Netflix on your computer when you could be hanging out in this like rad open concept kitchen, which
and
sounds
he's in
to
the,
die for.
Yeah, he's making fucking what? Brisket in the kitchen
or
something?
Oh my gosh.
Get this kid out of here.
Garlic bread.
He's making garlic bread?
Did you at least get any?
Did he offer?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Are you out of your mind?
Not only narc on this guy,
yeah.
Narc on him right now.
Literally.
That is inferior. If somebody didn't offer me garlic bread, I'm in their house. I'm honestly sorry.
Call up to narc and merge the call. No, but I think you got to be narking, and I really appreciate you calling in. And by the way, get this kid out of there so you can start relaxing, walking around in your underwear, which is what I would be doing if I was in a mansion by myself, is I would be walking around in basically no clothes.
Not hanging out in the lame backyard.
Because here's the thing, if there's someone else there, you can't go get like a glass of water in your jammies.
No, I can't. Yeah. I think about all of things. I can't do anything. I feel weird going to the bathroom.
I think it's nice that you're like considering like what to do. It's like very thoughtful.
That's nice.
But I think that like you need you stick to your guns. Like you got it.
And
you, this is
and
your
the dogs. Okay. By the way, that's Pearl going wild in the background.
Pearl saying, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Possibly go to them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And you got a narc. I really appreciate you calling in. I didn't give you a fake name, but it's got to be Susanna.
That's so nice. I love that. Very elegant.
Give George and Pearl a pet for us.
Give George and Pearl a big old hug from me. All right. You're
and enjoy,
the best.
Enjoy the mansion.
Enjoy the mansion after this kid hits the road.
Yeah.
All right. Bye,
Burn
Susanna.
Rubber.
Bye.
Bye. That's crazy.
That's wild. I mean, honestly, though, she gave him one day to get his... Get his hog.
He was like, oh man, I might not even stick around. That's something we should have brought up. Call her back. That's something he was like, I might stay tonight. I don't know.
That's weird.
And then they just hang out. You might not see me. And he hangs out in the kitchen all day.
I don't like
hey,
that.
Hey man.
If he was keeping to himself, it wouldn't be a problem.
If he was keeping to himself, it wouldn't be a problem.
But
well, honestly, I don't know.
Well, it would still be weird. But
even
it would just
then,
be like
I would be
weird.
Like, you got to talk to the, like, I would hit up the parents.
No, that's weird. All right, Jay. Well, we got another call here.
All right, man.
You ready?
Yeah.
Anything to add before we go to the next call?
I thought Susanna was really nice. I think she's doing a great job.
I think Susanna is really good. And I think we're both proud of the dogs.
Yeah. Honestly, want to hang with.
Hi, Miles. I love you, and forgive me for sounding like a little boy. I'm sick, but I have this hookup or this situationship that I've been getting with for a little bit,
And every time I sleep over at his house, he whispers things to me in his sleep, and he says he doesn't remember them. And I would just like to know if I, or how I should feel about it. Okay, love you, bye.
I'm really curious if it's like, if it's like, I have a crush on you, or if it's like, a tsunami is going to hit Los Angeles. It's premonitions. He's like Minority Report being like,
no, I didn't see that.
There will be an earthquake on June 27th.
The precogs?
Yeah, the precogs.
Yeah. Also, what we don't know is they're sleeping in like a very shallow pool of water.
Yeah. He's sleeping in his weird little pool of water, and he keeps telling me when I'm going to die in his sleep. What should I do? Should I keep hooking up with him?
I don't know. You know what this is reminding me of?
What?
Before you call, and we can talk about this maybe on it. It's reminding me of when we lived together in New York, and I kept on sleep talking, and you'd wake me up, and I'd yell at you because I thought
you were sleep talking, and you'd be like, "This catch up, this is not a start." Like,
I don't know. I gotta go to. I gotta leave.
I gotta go to pick it up, and I'd be like, "Jay, what's wrong?" And you go, "What? Nothing." Like,
you would. I remember I have one because Miles and I lived in this apartment. We lived in this apartment in the Upper East Side.
We shared a room. Because we
were... It was a $1,200 room. We split it $600 each.
We were juniors in college, in between junior and senior year.
Yes.
Jay was interning at Late Night with Fallon, Tonight Show.
And you were at Late Night.
And I was at Late Night.
And you had a full bed.
I had a full.
And I bought a twin bed, box springs and mattress, and put it beside it.
It was so good, man.
And we were sick the entire summer.
By the way, I forgot about that.
We were just passing colds to each other.
Yeah, we had like the summer was one big sinus infection that kept jumping from us. And we broke almost every dish in the entire house accidentally. We were like, the guy who we were renting from came home and he was like, What the fuck happened?
So nice.
We had so many dishes. It was like, we were like,
I don't know how it, I remember one dish broke. One dish broke because I had set it in the sink. This was insane. I had set it in the sink and I opened the refrigerator and closed it, and a bottle of champagne on top of the refrigerator slid off, fell into the sink, and smashed it.
It was
and
like,
I was like, are you kidding me?
We broke every fucking dish. That was really funny.
That was really funny. And I kept on sleep talking.
Jacob sleep talking, yeah.
Which I do sleep talk sometimes. And I was like, oh man. And there's the most benign things. You'd be like, man, we gotta go. The park is so crowded.
It's so crowded.
And I don't, and you'd be like, Jay.
Like, Jay, wake up. And you'd be like, what? I didn't say anything. I was like, not sleep talking.
Jay, and I'm like, I remember once you were like, Jay, like, Jay, what? What? And I was like, what? And you were like, what? And I'm like, Miles, because at that point I was like in Twilight a little bit.
Yeah.
And you were like, Jay, what are you talking about? I'm like, Miles, I'm talking to you. What do you mean? What am I talking about? I'm having a conversation with you. I got so mad.
It's like, it's fucking 3 a.m.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? We're having a conversation. We're not even falling asleep yet. We're talking. And you're like, Jay, God. I'm like, whatever. And
I felt I was like, you've been asleep for 2 hours. Like, wait, this is the middle of the night. Yeah. You thought we were just like dozing off chatting.
I thought we were.
Cause you also would, as we were falling asleep, you would be like, Miles. And I'd be like, Jay, I'm trying to sleep. And you'd be like, Miles, who do you like? Be like, Jay, we're like, I have to go to bed.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, Jay, we gotta call this call. Yeah,
no way.
You called Perfect Person, and I'm here to call you back to find out if your situationship is whispering sweet nothings about an oncoming natural disaster. I'm here with Jay Putnam.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so flustered. This is so exciting.
Don't be flustered.
Don't be flustered. You had a great voice message. We're stoked to talk to you.
And we don't even think you sound that sick, so don't even worry about your voice being weird.
My gosh, what a great come up you've had.
Oh, this is so exciting.
exciting. Well, it's my time to sign, apparently.
Absolutely, it is.
It is your time to sign. And you're ready for it. It's your friends, Miles and Jay, calling you back.
Great to talk to you.
So lovely.
Oh, you guys sure are my friends.
We are. We're coming to brunch. We're coming to brunch right after this. Tell me what's going on with you and your situationship and what type of things he is whispering.
Oh, wait. Fake name.
Jay, it's got to come from you. What's the name?
Oh.
Here we go. Jay's laser lightning. He always thinks so fast on his feet. Here we go, Jay.
Belinda,
what is going on?
All right. So I have had this situation now for probably like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's been really fun and flirty. Like, he's definitely someone that I could see myself dating, but I don't know. Like, or in the early stages for sure.
Yeah.
But every time that I've slept over at his place and, you know, I'm a very light sleeper, so I'm not usually someone who can just like knock out at anyone's place. Like, I'm usually just staying up and I'm just seeing what's going on. But, he's usually the one to fall asleep first. And, 2 weeks in, he has already started to like mumble, like, I love you.
In his sleep.
And in his sleep. And I know it's in his sleep because like, he's a big snorer. So he'll like snore, say I love you, and then snore again.
Wow.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. Wild. Like,
okay, well, that's honestly, I'm getting a little emotional, and it's not just because I put accidentally habanero sauce in my eye.
You did?
I did. I had
Oh my God.
I had a taco right before this, and as you were talking, I was like, why am I crying? And I was like, it's because it's on my finger, and I put my finger in my eye. So anyway.
Belinda. Tell us, do you have anything else that he's been saying?
I mean, he also will say like very sexual things.
Sure.
Okay. It'll be really? Like,
so little sweet nothings
like
and
what?
Sexual things.
It'll be like, what will he say? What was one of the things he said that was a sexual thing?
You look very nice.
Like, he'll be like, there would be things like that, like when he's saying, I love you, but he also like, I don't know, you may want to like bleep these things, but he'll be like, oh my God, like, you're perfect. Or like, oh my
God. No way, really?
Oh man.
Yeah, or he'll be like, oh my God, you're like, asshole. Like, I don't know. Like,
oh my God.
All in his sleep?
That is amazing. Wow.
Yes.
Well, hey, honestly, could be true love's kiss.
Yeah. Is it weird that like, I'm not like spooked by it at all? Like, I know it's
no.
so early, but for some reason, like, even that, like, ooh.
No, I wouldn't be spooked by this at all. I would actually not bring this up.
Uh-oh, I already have.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah. You've told him everything. No, I disagree with Miles actually on
this. Well, no, not because it was bad, just because I would let it play out. I don't think you've done it.
Sure.
I don't think you've done anything wrong by bringing it up. I was just like, kind of fun to let it play out. But what did you say to him?
Oh, well, like the first night so this is like a side tangent. This is like kind of embarrassing. But one of the first nights that I like spent the night with him, I also like drank a lot and then didn't eat that much food. So I was kind of like dry heaving every like 30 minutes having to sneak away.
Yeah,
totally.
Sure. Got
yeah. It. So I was able to like tiptoe and be like a cute little girl about it. And like, he didn't know, but, so it kind of led into that conversation where in the morning I kind of was like, oops, like that was happening. I was throwing up. And then he was like, oh my God, I didn't even notice. Like, but I'm a pretty light sleeper. And then I was like, oh, well, you were kind of like snoring and saying some crazy shit. And then, I kind of just like blurted it out. I wanted to be mysterious, but I just couldn't.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's funny.
The only reason I was going to say to wait is just because I was kind of like, it's fun to know this little secret that he's saying these things.
Which, fun to have a secret.
I mean, like, it sounds all good, by the way. Him being like, I love you, him saying like nice things like that. I don't think that that's bad
at
all.
Like him?
And you like him?
Yes, I do like him. Again, like, I think I get spooked by like love bombing situations sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
So, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of like wary about that a little bit, but I don't know. Like, we definitely are very smitten with each other and we both kind of have that same energy going.
That
so
rules.
The fact that I'm kind of like, yeah, I feel like it's more of like, ooh, I'm cool. Like that
Look,
situation.
It's only a love bomb if there's an explosion.
Oh.
Oh, damn. That's
wow.
true. I mean, there has.
Well, that's going to be a t-shirt.
You know what I mean? There hasn't been an explosion. So for all you know, and also he's asleep. So I think
that's the only part about the love bombing that I'm like,
it's not love bombing. It's not love bombing.
He was like allegedly asleep.
That's also a t-shirt. It's not love bombing if you're asleep.
If you're asleep, if you're if he's doing this subconsciously.
Yeah, it sounds like he, I mean, to me, the subconscious, you can't hide your the feelings. But he also might be saying, I love you to like his dog. But I'm not going to put that in your head.
No.
And I'm sorry I said it here.
My sister also, when I talked to her about it, she kind of like put out the idea that maybe he's not doing it in his sleep and he's doing it purposefully. But like, I don't think he's playing that long of a game where he's like snoring and faking it.
Do you
so
think
I
this,
feel like, yeah, that has to be
that would be wild.
That would make him like a crazy person. If you don't feel like he's a crazy person otherwise, then I don't think that that's a possibility.
If he's faking sleep to like whisper these like sweet, which are like kind of crazy,
me!
Which like are like so specific, but at the same time, like I like don't not see your sister's point, but that would be so
crazy.
So insane.
That would be so crazy that like you would know. I think here's the thing.
Yeah.
I find that that would be so crazy. You would notice it in other ways that this person was unstable and weird.
Yeah, there's no way the only way that they would be like love bombing is in their fake sleep.
He fakes being asleep every night. And he's also predicting natural disasters as well, right? He's
yeah.
like, yeah, I love you. You're perfect little butt. And there's going to be an attack on the government building.
Yeah, I mean, whoa, if that dude. Starts happening, I'd definitely give you an update, but I don't think that's where we're going with this.
Update?
Yeah, that
he predicted
good.
This crazy fire. Yeah, no, I don't. I think that probably, I think this is a good, this is all good.
It's awesome.
Don't worry about people's private thoughts they have. Like, if he knows he has them and stuff like that, this is all good and gravy.
How did he respond when he said, when you told
did
him?
Did he laugh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I think he kind of had the same, like, he definitely laughed and tried to be like, oh, my God, like, that's crazy. But, like, he definitely tried to, like, tell or, like, play it back and say, like, you know, I have feelings for you, but I don't know where that's coming from and all this stuff.
Totally.
But he's done it, like, 3 times now when we've been sleeping. So I kind of don't know how accidental that can be at that point from
whoa.
His subconscious, you know?
I think it's just got to be, yeah, he's just, he's loving it so much that he's talking in his sleep. You know what
I know.
I'm saying?
Sounds great.
I think that this is all good. I would enjoy it. And don't rush it. If you feel like love bombing stuff like that, keep it slow, baby, but just enjoy that you kind of now know his little secret, which is that he likes you.
Yeah.
He's ready. He's down to clown. But thank you so much for calling in, Belinda.
Belinda, you rule.
Belinda, you're the best. And before we let you go, why don't you tell me what you like about this person?
Well, I was in a really shitty relationship for a long time where the person kind of made me feel really cringy and like, you know, anything that
sucks.
I'm passionate about, like wasn't cool, you know? And I feel like this person really like gets excited over things that I'm passionate about. And I don't know, like he just makes me feel really like accepted and like I'm a unique, cool person. And I really love that.
That is awesome.
That absolutely rules.
That's fantastic. And I got to say, if anyone calls you cringy to your face, that person has like never been outside. That's
absolutely.
So fucking stupid.
It is like so obvious that you're cool. And I'm like so over the idea that other idea that's
thank
I'm stoked
you.
For you.
I get that like people comment shit online where you're like people can like comment shit online they'll be like oh this is cringy whatever. If you are ever catch yourself saying that in real life, you are a fucking idiot.
That's
I think
the
that's
cringiest
the dumbest
thing.
Shit ever to call something cringy. It's fear, baby. People call stuff cringy when they're totally afraid of like being perceived themselves as not cooler than everybody else.
Projection,
and that's all projection,
yeah.
baby. But
totally.
I also just like, yeah, fucking live
true.
Your life. Yeah, you can't be with somebody that's.
Miles.
Yeah,
I will say that you and your whole podcast and everything has been a big part of me not thinking that way anymore. Like, I feel like you're a big supporter and believer in that as well, and I feel like you and your podcast definitely give off that energy, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's very
that
sweet
rules.
Of you. I really appreciate you saying that. And yeah, no, I'm totally a believer of that. I think that there's way too many people online being like, "This is cringy and this is lame and whatever," and just shitting on people for like various things. And I get that, like, everyone has their own eccentricities. Everyone seeks attention in various different ways, but like. Because everyone does that, I think everyone should be more understanding when they see it happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Or like someone really devotes themselves to a niche hobby, or someone says something that might be like trite or cliched, but that stuff is always true.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think people say cringy as like a insult of being like, oh, that is so like everybody else. Like, that's not a unique opinion to have. But I actually think that that's
like,
good. Yeah. Mm. Like, it's good to have an opinion that other people have. I don't think there's anything fucking wrong with that.
Oh.
It's actually, like, really healthy and makes people feel seen. And I think people are just fucking online too much who say that.
Amen. Oh, my gosh. I totally believe that.
Hell yeah.
Linda, you completely rule.
This, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I got the soundboard and everything. I love it.
Of course. Belinda, you're the best. Thank you so much for calling in. You have a fantastic day. And enjoy your situation, Jim.
Enjoy the romance.
Thank you. You too, guys. Ciao.
Bye. Ciao. Oh, what a, you know, I love love.
What an absolute, me too, man.
I
what
love
a fun
that.
Thing.
That is
we
fantastic.
We gotta start saying ciao more.
By the way, you clearly don't listen to the podcast, Jay. Wow.
Oh, that is a thing you guys say.
That's a thing we say.
I do think about it, but I did forget.
Wow,
until
Jay,
that.
No. You don't listen to the Wrecking Ball crew. It's okay. Jay's canceled, actually.
I don't know how that did it. I do know ciao because there was the... You're getting good at DJ.
I drop a beat.
She was cool.
She was great.
Really nice. Love, love, man.
Belinda's great. But also it's something so
it's
funny.
Almost love season.
Somebody being like congratulating your sexual performance in their sleep is like probably crazy gratifying too.
I mean, insane. So just like being it's, like, it's hit the subconscious.
That hits the spot.
Totally.
For me. Like, I mean,
what an amazing.
Fucking. Also like, yeah, that's the best. That's so pure. There's something so innocent about
it. There is something so pure. The odds of it being something negative are so astronomically high to me. Low. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the odds are like,
right.
Because that's just, it's so wild. And I really want to believe that it's just like a really sweet thing.
Yeah, no, me
like
too.
So much.
Well, it's also like, you know, dreams are so funny because it's like, I don't know. Well, Jay, for us to really get into.
Man, dude, I fucking.
I hate you.
Yeah, man, no, Inception, dog.
It, do you think that, Jay, to really get into it.
Yeah.
Do you think that dreams are representative of your subconscious or are they just fucking weird little pancake flashes?
They've got to be, right? You know, I had a crazy dream recently.
Oh, this is not going to be good for the episode.
It was insane.
Tell me in 5 seconds or less.
I'll tell you part of it. There, I was running away from this, like, you know the actor John Hurt?
Yeah.
John Hurt, he's like really bedraggled
sure.
in the dream.
Yeah.
And I'm running down this like dark neighborhood street.
Yeah, sure.
And as I'm running, I'm like, stop following. I was like trying to go
stop,
somewhere.
John Hurt.
I was trying to go to another house. And I'm like, stop. And he's like running in step with me. And he's like looking at me like he doesn't understand what I'm saying. But he has like a big smile on his face. And I'm like, stop, stop. Like, we're not going to the same place. Stop, stop, stop. And he's going. And then he finally like peels off and starts running across this park in this neighborhood. And I'm on the street. And then as he runs away, he starts yelling back at me. Yelling, I need someone who sees. I need someone who sees. And I'm sitting there and I'm in the dream and I'm on the other side of the road. I'm going, wait, stop, stop. What does that mean? And he just keeps running. He runs up a hill and runs away.
What do you think that means? Do you think that
I don't
means
know, man.
That-
and that was like a fourth of what happened in that dream.
Do you remember your dreams?
Not always, but this one was like, I woke up in the middle of the night hearing, knowing it, and I wrote it down because I was like, that was a crazy dream. I had a long time.
Well, Jay, we've made it to the final segment of the show. We already started to get into it, and I was like, oh, I think it's about that time. Jay, yeah, this is a segment we like to call Get Real.
Yeah.
Well, we sort of set aside the craziness.
Let loose the fears.
We let loose our fears. We succumb to fear.
We succumb to fear. And in so doing, rise like the phoenix.
We rise like the phoenix from the ashes.
Courageous.
Virtuous. And we really get real here.
Yeah.
Jay, my man.
Say less.
Big dog. Sorry. I said your name. Jay, say less.
Say less.
Hey, Jay, say less, big dog.
Say less, man. Miles.
Say less, big dog. You're actually not listening. Say less, my man. What do you mean? I said your name.
Yeah, man. No, I know.
Jay, So,
yeah,
big doc.
Dead this ass.
New year, fresh start.
Yeah, man.
What's something that you're excited to do that scares you this year?
Why did you say it like you just sounded like you just like finished a run, crushing some powder in the slopes?
Hey, you got to do something that scares you.
Tell
every
me,
night.
Dude, like, tell me right now. Like, what is the thing you did that you're freaking? What you're, is like, the thing that absolutely you, freaking?
What is the thing
about?
You're most afraid of in your entire life that you're gonna do this year?
You're gonna freaking do like after we're done here.
You got to face your fears, man.
Okay, oh man, that's good. You know what is one thing that I've been thinking about wanting to do? And this might be like, I don't want this to be like too serious.
Hit it.
Okay, we are getting real.
Let's just get real, Jay.
Say less.
Say less, Jay.
Dead ass. No cap.
Say less.
Man, this is bussin'. I want to be like in like everyday life. I really want to say, this is so silly, but it's really
say less. I really want to say less.
Here's the thing, man. In everyday life, I'm sort of like in life, and I want to be in moments and like be in like big moments. And in those moments, man, I just want to like dead ass
say less.
I want to say less.
You want to?
And I,
yeah,
go.
No, I'm clarifying. You want to say less?
Well, I do. Yeah. Here's the thing, man.
You just said to me, I don't want to get too real up here, but it's some. But for real, dude, sometimes I want to say less. What?
Here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to get like. Here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
And
wrong.
I'm like hurt on my sleeve, like clothes torn, battered. Man, and in those moments, just in pure authenticity, man, I just want to say less.
Damn, okay.
I do, though, in reality, I want to, like, in everyday life, I do, like, when sometimes I see people, like, I don't, like,
the music is there.
Like, I don't, like, say hi to people, like, I know all the time or have met, like, loosely or something.
Oh.
And I really, really want to be in these places. Yes. I want to be, like, a little more calm to be, like, because I like these people, especially like I want to be like, hey, what's up? Like we've met before. I'm really excited. Like, great to see you. I'm Jay or whatever.
Totally.
Even if I have to reintroduce myself, I really want to start doing that a lot more.
You know what I'll say, Jay? I agree. And I feel the same way. Often I will see someone tangential or on the peripheral at like a public setting.
Yeah.
And I won't say hi.
Me too.
Or I'll kind of like be like, oh, like in this weird shy. And I'm like, I'm not really shy, but I think there's something I've actually noticed. Post-pandemic, Lovato.
Yeah.
I sort of did develop a little weird shyness.
Sorry, not sorry.
Maybe I'm sorry.
I love that
I'm
song.
Not sorry.
You developed some shyness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually got such a little shy. Maybe I'm sorry.
Not sorry.
But I did get a little shy. I don't know what it is. It's
me
like a,
too,
or
a little.
Like a, there's like a social anxiety I feel, and I think it's because I think that something would help me. You're an exerciser. I'm not. I think that exercise might help me a little bit. I feel like sometimes I'll just catch myself being like, wait, why the hell am I like being worried about this social setting when I... it's funny because the thing I relate it to is like... Which sex? This is a nice thing. But like our friend group, like when we're hanging out in the backyard here or something,
totally.
I feel so at ease. I've never been socially anxious about that ever.
100%.
And that's such a luxury. But then sometimes I'll catch myself being in other social situations and being like, why am I not that free?
Totally.
I'm like, because I feel so free around you guys, but I'll be like, why am I not that free in all settings or in this setting that I shouldn't be anxious about? But for some reason I'm like holding back.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I want to work on this year where it's like, I want to be 100% me all day, the time.
So I'll be like, hey, like, I want to be like, I want to make those connections. I love them so much. It makes it so fun. And when people say it to me and they're like, it makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I like admire the confidence of them being like, yeah, we met. This is what it was.
Yeah.
And I never feel, and I guess I'm always like, oh, well, I don't want them to feel like I don't, like, they feel weird because they don't remember me. Or what if something's weird about it? Like, I don't know. Like, I just, you get in your head. I'm like, that's so annoying. Like, I would rather just make a new friend.
Totally. Yeah. No, I think that it's like, it's always better to open your circle than to close it off. And sometimes when I'm feeling shy or anxious, it's like, yeah, I feel closed off. Like,
yeah,
oh, I see someone I know, but for some reason I'm like, just like, you know, walking away that they're not going to see that it's you. Mm. And it's like, why am I doing that? It's probably just for like a self-preservation thing. Like maybe, in this weird way where I'm just like, I don't want to be perceived. I'm feeling awkward or whatever.
Or I don't want to take the time to do it or something like that.
Yeah. It's just like, the time. Just say what's up and then leave. Just be, you know, say what's up. Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm actually just running, but it's good to see you. I think it always makes life better to open yourself up to people.
The people who I admire the most are people that do that a lot. Like we'll be at a coffee shop or something.
Yeah.
I'll be there with a friend and they'll always be like,
Sarah's really
I've met
them.
Yeah, Sarah's really good. Yeah. And they'll be like, hey, it's so good to see you again. Like, yeah, what's going on? Or even like waving across. And it's like, our friend Bo is really good at it.
Bo's really good at that.
So good at it. Yeah, and she's such a community like builder and organizer. And I find that so incredible when people do that well.
It just is, because it makes
it's so confident and it's so, but it's also like, there's no like agenda. They're just like,
there's no agenda. And it also makes it, it's like, there's no, why wouldn't I say hi? I think I like
that's
that
the thing.
Attitude.
Why
like,
wouldn't I say hi?
What am I going to not say hi? Like we know each other or like we met each other once or we have mutual friends. I think it's always better to say hi.
Agreed.
Than to close yourself off. Jay, I think that's a fantastic get real. And I appreciate you being on the show today, Jay. Consider us got. Jay.
I love being on the show. I love being here.
What do you got going on this year?
I love all the perfect people.
All the perfect people out there.
What have going on this year?
Yeah. What do you do? Yeah.
I know. Hanging out with y'all.
Sick.
Living
I got
up.
Some plans for us. I want to make YouTube videos. I got some plans.
Oh, yeah. That's I'm stoked about.
I got some plans awesome. I want to make. I actually want to show you. There's this video. Shout out to a YouTube video I watched recently that I really like. Ben and Emil, who did Perfect Person, they have a show called Pay Pigs, and it's really funny.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about this one.
And they made a YouTube video that is going a little bit viral right now, but I watched it super early, not to brag. I was on it before it even was popular. But it's just called... Christmas shop. Ben and Emil do Christmas shopping on acid, and they took acid, and they had their cinematographer friend follow them around the Grove.
Oh my
and there's
gosh.
These beautiful shots of
Dude,
them.
I love the Grove. Man.
There's these gorgeous shots of them from like long lens. They're wearing lavs, and it's just long lens them like with sunglasses on, walking around the Grove, like interacting with stuff.
Incredible.
And it inspired me because I was like, this is so cool and unique and its own thing, and doesn't feel like a lot of other YouTube-y shit.
Totally.
And I was like, oh, I fucking love this. So check that video out. It's super funny and those guys are great. I have a lot of plans for stuff that I want to make with you.
I can't wait.
And other stuff I want to make this year. But everyone follow Jay Putnam at Jay Putnam underscore, guys.
Not underscore written out.
That'd be funny though.
That actually would be kind of funny.
Jay Putnam underscore.
That's kind of funny.
Jay Putnam,
it's too long.
The actual thing, underscore.
The actual underscore.
Jay's blowing
I've
up
also thought
there.
About maybe taking the A out of Putnam and just doing the underscore there. It's kind of chic, right?
That's bad. But from a brand perspective. But everyone, thanks for listening. And let's have another fucking baller-ass year. I got some fun guests planned coming
Hell
up.
Yeah.
And if you're having a problem out there and you're like, this is crazy, just remember that no matter where you are, who you are, perfection is only a call away.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.